And with us is Patty Johnson. She's the Zone Fire Management Officer here in the Gunflint and Tofte Ranger Districts. And we're going to talk a little bit about fire and fire conditions. So bring us up to date on where we are right now as far as fire danger situation.
With the lack of rain over the last month, we've started to kind of bump into some higher fire danger. Not extreme, enough that we're starting to see some lightning fires pick up. Small fires at this point, able to contain and control them pretty easily. Maybe a windy day, we'd see some growth on them, but we're starting to dry out now, and the fall outlook is for drier, warmer weather, so we'll be monitoring that pretty closely.
Well, while we don't have any fires here in Tofte or the Gunflint District, there is one over by Ely in the Kuishui District, but it's pretty close to Seagull Lake at the Knife Lake fire. And that, as you said, you think that probably, that more than likely was a lightning fire in an old blowdown area. But tell me what kind of activity is happening so that when people see smoke or aircraft in the area, they understand what's going on.
Yeah, that fire is in a very remote area, and it's up in some cliff areas that it's pretty tough to put firefighters. There's old blowdown jack pine, jackstraw up there. There's thick balsam. It's hard to see where the firefighters are going, what they're doing. It takes a lot of chainsaw manpower to do work in those type of fires. So what we're trying to do is get fire down to some lake shores and hold it at the lake shores. It's not safe to put firefighters in there. And with all of the tragedies associated with fire this year, we're not taking chances with firefighter safety. So at this point, as fire moves down towards the lake shores, we have people out there that are helping it a little bit, putting a little fire on the ground as it goes, lighting out along lake shores so that when it hits the lake shores, it's not, doesn't hit it hard and spot across lakes, and trying to get that thing contained to some water bodies.
Is that a fairly narrow part of the lake? Do you know?
No, not necessarily. It's not, there are some narrow areas around it,
okay.
But I think with just slowly moving it where we want it to go, and today winds are light, 5 miles an hour out there, it should just kind of make its way down hillsides, and we should be able to help it along, and hopefully by the end of the day we'll have it corralled.
So that's what's called a back burn, which is not the same as a controlled burn, and every year you schedule controlled burns, but that's going to depend on the weather.
Yeah, it will. And we always have controlled burns planned. We, you know, live in a fire ecosystem where we try to put fire on the ground for ecological reasons, for fuels reduction reasons. And it, whether we do anything this fall will depend on the weather here. If we continue to dry out, we may not have opportunities. We may be too dry. It also really depends on what's going on out west. And right now, with the amount of fires going on out west, we don't have the resources. Plus, when things get expensive with firefighting, we all know what happens. The extra money we may have set aside for projects here on the districts go to pay for firefighting efforts out west.
Yeah, they just had another one pop up out in California on the grass fire that's getting out of hand, too.
Yep.
And we do have state crews out there, right?
In the western states,
yeah.
Yes. And we send our local folks out there, too. So we're not so tight here and such high fire danger that we haven't let people go. We'll probably start slowing that down now and holding people back at this point. But we try to support that national effort, state, all the federal agencies as much as we can.
So as the weather forecast is, that, you know, the inevitable hedge 20% chance of rain. So that brings us to discussing, you know, it's a touchy situation because it's you can't predict the future, but anything in looking ahead toward the possible campfire burning ban, especially coming up on Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, and we're talking about that today. All of our line officers actually are talking right now about it a little bit, and what we're talking about is at least starting, as we usually do, with hoot owl restrictions, which means no fires at from a certain time of night till a certain time of morning.
What did you call those?
Hoot owl.
Hoot owl.
So no fires during the day. I actually said that backwards. No fire during the daytime. When your relative humidities are lower, your winds are high, higher, you know, higher probability of having, you know, issues with campfires. And so we're talking about starting with that and trying to have them on this weekend. There's so many different factors that go into play, partnerships and where they're at with restrictions, but also things like after this weekend, visitor use drops way off, you know, mm-hmm. and so then the likelihood of having fires out there are less. And then these chances of rain, there's chances of rain on Saturday again, but we're in this pattern of kind of hit and miss and slowly drying. So it's trending more towards maybe it's time for restrictions at mm-hmm. this point.
Yeah. Okay. And we could, if we see those, we could expect them before Friday or by Friday.
Yeah. If we can get them out. Yep.
Yeah. Getting the word out.
We have, you know, even our staff that helps us with this stuff and helps us get posted. We have a lot of people helping with that national fire effort, but so if we can get everything in place.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the, well, local resources eventually would be, in terms of money, would be going out to fight fires, which leaves you with less options for, as you say, controlled burns and other things here, but we're still okay if we need it.
Yeah, and we have our Minix organization and our partners, and we have actually aircraft in Ely today to support this fire on Knife Lake, and that's state aircraft. So we have some state personnel actually out on the fire so that we can keep some of our more experienced folks back here for the next fire. So our partner organizations still have resources to help us out if we need.
Okay, well, we'll be looking for any kind of indication from the Forest Service about possible burning bans and anything else that's going on, and keep us in the loop on how we're doing with that fire. And if anybody close to that fire area has questions or concerns, I assume that we can answer those for them.
Yes.
At the Gunflint District, I would imagine.
Yes, they can call the front office, 387-1750, and we are setting up someone specifically to handle questions with related to fire information today. So.
Okay, well, let's hope everybody plays it safe and keeps their matches in their pocket and that the lightning isn't like it was over the weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot of lightning, no rain, so let's hope for the best. We've been speaking with Patty Johnson. She is the Zone Fire Manager. An officer here in the Gunflint and Tofty districts. Thanks for hopping by, Patty, and we'll let you get to your meeting.
Yep.